If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America?
I mean, it's a good question. That's a good question.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'm taking that one with me.
That might be a first.
I'm taking it with me.
That could be the first ever double. That's a great question.
Double bang. What was only a good question.
Doesn't matter.
But
it counts the same.
It stumped him because it got him twice. He pondered. I mean, I'm going to take that one with me.
It's a good question. That's a good question.
Oh, and the sigh, too. I wish you wouldn't ask me that. Man, last time I come on with these hard questioners.
That is too.
Too tough.
Hard.
I think it was too good a question. You gave us a lot of dead air in that answer.
Yeah. And the question was, which is the most important to his success, the O-line, the skill guys, or the coach,
Correct. Basically? Correct, yeah. I mean, I said receiving core, but yeah.
Fine. Yeah same thing.
Yeah. And he essentially wove his way to saying Kyle.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan is more important than Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
Well, he took out the offensive line first.
Right,
because,
which was kind of a surprise, I thought.
Well, and I liked his answer, though, because if he gets the ball out quick, and he does, then you don't need to protect for a long time because you don't do a lot of vertical routes in this offense. So Brock Purdy has the ability to decipher the defense very quickly. So if the pocket does break down, he's really good at making those snap judgments and making the right throw. And then it gets interesting because I would lean more toward the skill guys, and last year, he didn't have McCaffrey much. Ayuk got hurt, and he had surgery November 15th. I'll have more on that momentarily.
Exciting.
And, you know, your skill guys weren't nearly as good. You had the coach, and your skill guys were worse, and Brock Purdy was also worse.
No doubt. I mean, I don't think there's any answer that's like a catch-all. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, if Kyle Shanahan's there, then everything's wonderful. Although I will point out, as much as people look at as last year as a down year, and I'm not saying it wasn't, but if that's the down year, well, then that's why he's making $53 million a year. The reason Brock Purdy was bad last year was based on what had happened before,
right,
where he was next level good. So last year, in a vacuum by itself, was not horrible quarterback play by any stretch, but it wasn't up to the marker that he had set for himself the previous 2 years. That's all. And yes, as Kurt said, there's a lot going on around him from all facets of the game, and things fell apart. But with about 3 or 4 weeks to go, there was still a light at the end of the tunnel. And then obviously once they lost, then actually, quite frankly, it was a good thing that they just kept losing. It's a good thing. Get that fourth place schedule.
Sure. Yeah, and get that higher draft pick. 2023, Brock Purdy had the 15th highest quarterback rating in the history of the NFL for one season. 15th. So if that year was a, I don't know if it was a 10, you didn't win the Super Bowl. It was probably a 9.7. Last year was probably a 7 for Brock Purdy. So It's not like he was
about
from,
right. He wasn't
like he went
bad.
From a 7 to a yeah. 3. He went from a year where he was unbelievably spectacular.
MVP candidate on Christmas. Don't forget that.
Until Christmas. Yeah. Right. But you look at the years of the quarterbacks that had a higher rating, and I know rating is a little bit of a flawed stat, but it's indicative of a good year, to say the least. And he was 15th all time in 2023. Really, really good year.
Yeah.
And then last year, it was a good year.
It was fine.
He was better than fine.
Yeah. Yes, better than fine.
Yeah, he wasn't great.
No.
He was good.
Yeah.
Good with a slight uptick in the voice. I mean, because ultimately, a quarterback's only going to be as good as your team's record in many ways.
Well, in the end, yes. But I mean, like on the list of problems that you would point out when you watched Niner football last year, Brock Purdy was not on my top 3 or 4.
No.
At all.
No, you had special teams.
Oh, God.
And I mean, you had.
They were epically bad.
And you couldn't stop the run.
Yeah, the defense was not good either.
And you were not great in run blocking, so you couldn't run it. And, you know, you were not very good in the red zone, especially when you needed to run it in the red zone.
They were not very good.
Right.
Period. They went 6-11. But, yeah, like, you're right. I mean, those when you point to what went wrong, you're going to get to a number of things before you get to Brock Purdy.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the injuries is one of them. And I'll just share this because I was looking at some of the data. When you have an ACL and an MCL surgery, which Brandon Ayuk did on November 15th, the average days needed to return to play is 305. So if he has an average rehab, that means he's ready for week 3. The thing about this, though, is there's a plus or minus that goes into it, a range in 50 injuries they looked at. It's a 60-day range.
Okay.
So if he's 60 days worse than the average, he's not ready until week 11.
Right.
If he's 60 days better, he's
going
to be there at camp.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, so that's kind of the range.
Well, whatever it's worth, and I'd argue it's not much, but we have heard a couple whispers that, like, rehab is going really well. A couple.
Yep.
I don't think that's worth much, but I want to throw it into the conversation for whatever it is worth. So,
and the range doesn't have to be like the extreme good or the extreme bad. Obviously, it could fall in between, but just in terms of parameters, if the rehab is going well, his early return date, July 19th, is only 2 months away.
Right.
So if it's going really well, you'll hear in the next month or so, like, he's able to do this. He's up and jogging, and he's doing that. So if we get to July, that'll be really indicative of where he is in his rehab.
There's also the return to play, and then there's the return to form.
Oh, sure.
And I think those are two, that like factually, those are two totally different
things. Unless you're Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, exactly.
Who
so,
returned to play from an ACL in like 6 weeks or something crazy.
And was great.
Right.
What the hell's the matter with this guy?
He's like baby knees is what they were saying.
Christian in Fairfield has been super patient on a Purdy take. So let's go to Christian. Hi, Christian. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I wanted to talk about what you asked, Willard, how you were talking about what's the Purdy stigma with the system thing.
Yeah.
How you kind of answered it, you guys, while I was on hold with all the callers and everything. But before that, I was at the Giants game last night, and they lost that base running. Number 17 should have scored after on that double from Lee, and then the other guy got thrown out at third with the line drive to shortstop. So I don't know what that caller was talking about, and I didn't make it past Little League, and I know you're supposed to do that.
Well, hey, Christian, y'all right if I just, like, super firmly disagree with both of your takes? I'm pretty sure the person you're talking about.
Can you explain?
Yeah, absolutely. You're talking about Elliot Ramos, and like, that double from Jung-Hoo Lee, It was not deep enough down the line to score someone from first base. Like, it just, like, he would have gotten thrown out. And then what you're talking about is in late innings, you have a situation where there's runners at second and third with one out. I believe Tyler Fitzgerald is the one at the plate. Am I right, Christian? Is that who had the line drive?
That's just
bang, bang. Like, I don't think human beings can work that way. Like, you lead off of the base when the pitch happens. Someone whacks a line drive right at the third baseman or at the shortstop. You're going to be, like, he dives back, and you know, by a hand, he's late. Like, that's the way base running in the big leagues is. If somebody hits a line drive right at someone, you're probably going to get doubled off if it's real quick. I hear what you're saying is a frustrating moment. It was probably the moment where that game was lost, but I don't think that that's fair I don't think those were base running mistakes. I just think they were unfortunate. That's all.
Can I say so?
Of course.
Only thing about the running home is if he does get thrown out at home, then Matt Chapman leads off instead of two out of men on second and third. So that was my take on that.
Yeah, and I.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I would much rather, Christian, thanks so much. I'd much rather have match up
Chapman
and batting
with two people
runners,
up there, yeah.
Runners at second and third.
Yep.
You're a base hit away from taking the lead and sending your closer out onto the mound. City Connects tonight.
Ooh, get excited.
Hey!
Yeah. What's the record this year in the Connects?
I think 1-something.
Yeah.
One and two.
Broke it last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
1-2.
And fine.
We're just starting here.
It's, you know, it's interesting that a guy who doesn't know anyone's number, you knew Elliot Ramos's number, right, when he said number 17.
No, I just knew Elliot. I watched the game. I knew it was Elliot Ramos. I didn't. I have no idea that he wears number 17.
No, you do now.
I do now.
Yep, you're locked in.
I'm like, that was Elliot Ramos that you're talking about.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah, I remember I said it to Jude. You know, I said it right when it, because I was kind of, you know, I have one of those damn kitchens where you can't see the TV.
You got to get one of those small little TVs in there.
Yeah, but that's just kind of, I don't know.
Knock like, down a wall or something.
Yeah, like whatever. I just cook.
Pull out the laptop and get it on the.
I cook and peek. It's a bob and weave. And so, and plus, I got kids of a broadcaster in the other room, and they know what's up. I'm like, tell me what the hell's going on. And so if I got to stir the sauce, and then I see that ball come flying, I think it was Jung-Hoo Lee, right? Jung-Hoo Lee knocks that thing down the right field line. And I said to him, I said, Jude, is he going to score for first? He said, no, that's not deep enough, Dad. And you got to pull up at third base. He was right. You're not going to get, don't make that out at home.
No. Well, ultimately, it's not about the base running for me. It's about an offense that has been, you know, kind of quiet of late. And I was running some of the numbers in the deep dive. And one thing about this year's Giants team and their run differential, they've had, I think, 5 games where they've won by 8 or more runs. Super blowouts.
Ooh.
So in those games, it's going to inflate your run differential. Well, I think they've only been victimized once, maybe twice, by those games.
They've also had a major league lead in walk-offs, which means they got a crap ton of one-run wins, too.
Yeah, I'll look at exactly how many they have.
Isn't that true, Steven? Don't they lead the majors in walk-offs, right?
They got seven.
Yeah. So I hear your point, but then counterpoint is they're winning a lot of close games too.
Yeah, I'll look at the numbers on their one-run games, but just as far as scoring runs goes, when they score 5 runs, they're 18-2 this year, and when they don't, they are, what does that make them, 10-18?
Well, they're 28.
Is there 28-20?
Yeah.
5 runs is kind of the magic number, and it is for most teams, but this team's almost averaging 5 runs a game, 4.65, and that's the most out of the 4 years that I looked at. You are asking about the 3 World Series years, and in those years, they were 12th, 12th, and 17th in runs per game. This year's team is 10th.
Yep.
So they're scoring slightly more per game compared to the other teams in the league.
They're doing fine. I know people think that you want arena baseball. Let me tell you, you don't. It doesn't win. Like, I understand. It'd be wonderful to have the most amazing pitching staff ever and score runs in bunches. That's great. I'm not saying that would be a bad thing. But the bottom line is, what's going to win in the end is pitching and defense, especially in your park. It's kind of almost a Brock Purdy comp when people go, oh, this guy fits Kyle Shanahan's system. Well, the Giants need to fit their ballpark. And that's, I do think, where you end up focusing on the bullpen. That if you go back to when they won 3 times in 5 years, you Giants fans still know the names of all the relievers, and you know what inning they came in. You know, look, Jeremy Affeldt, when did he come in? You're like, ooh, that's the seventh
inning. Seventh, yeah.
Right? And Sergio Romo, well, for a while he was the eighth, and then he turned into the ninth. And Javi Lopez, oh, that's who came in when there was a lefty at the plate that we needed to get out. You knew exactly who these dudes were, and you won World Series. And now, who's running the Giants? Well, the guy who caught all of those pitchers is running the show. And it is clear as day to me that he's building this team exactly in that mode. And I think you even have to take that into account when you're watching the left side of the infield. And when people like Steiny come in here and just want to take shots at Willie Adames.
Yep.
Those two dudes on the left side of that infield anchor this ball club, period. I don't care exactly. Of course I want the OPS to go up. But neither one of them is ever going to put up a sparkling average. That's not who they are. But they are incredible defensive players. They are incredible leaders. They are the anchor of this entire roster. And they're irreplaceable with what the Giants have in the farm system right now. They've got nothing.
They've got nothing down there.
In order to, not at those positions right. At least. So, like, there is no Adames or Chapman slander coming this way. Though Yes, you want it to come around. And it is a little bit. And you want it to come further. But those two dudes, along with Jung-Hoo in center field, that's the anchor of the position players for the San Francisco
and
Giants.
And the catcher who's hitting the .180, well, he's a defensive anchor, to your point.
Yeah, that could get a little better. And yes, they probably need to address first base. No question. But I do think that they are scoring enough runs. Not as many as you'd like. But it's enough. It's enough to win.
It's enough to win, provided certain things stay in place. And right now, they're tied for first in bullpen ERA. They're tied with Houston. And as far as bullpen usage, they are 22nd in number of innings pitched by the bullpen. So what that tells me is your starters are going deeper than a lot of other teams. And when you go to the pen, you are tied for first in ERA. Both teams have a 2.64 ERA out of the bullpen. Yep. So I was looking at the championship years and wondering if these trends hold up for when they won. 2010, they were number one in ERA, number two in bullpen ERA.
Do you want the deep dive dib sound?
I mean, you can always play it. It's a deep dive.
I
mean,
I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Lucas probably doesn't know where the button is.
You don't even know where it is.
He's in for Grandy.
Call Grandy and find out where it is. He's doing a deep dive.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
By the time we get there,
he's underwater.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Put on your snorkels,
everybody.
But then
bring it down a little bit because sometimes it gets loud and I can't hear dib.
He likes it hot. He likes it loud.
Anyway, go ahead.
2010, number one in overall ERA, number two in bullpen ERA, number four in defense.
Yep.
Pitching and defense.
There you go.
2014, and I'm doing this out of order for a reason, they were 11th in ERA, but 5th in bullpen ERA, 15th in defense. And by defense, I just did errors, like total errors, which is not the most highbrow metric. 2012, 7th in ERA, 15th in bullpen ERA.
Interesting.
27th in defense. They committed 115 errors.
This is in 12?
This is in 12.
Okay.
Additionally, that year they had 103 home runs at the plate. Dead last.
Dead last.
In baseball.
Okay.
Their OPS was higher than it is this year. And their overall runs per game, comparable, 4.5 per game.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about that team is their OPS was 14th. And I looked at it like, how could that be if you don't hit home runs? They led the league in triples.
Gee, I wonder why.
In 2012, triples out.
I wonder, exactly.
Triples out.
And a gap that's literally nicknamed after triples.
Right, but the whole year, and just looking at this year, it compares most favorably to 2014 if you look at all the numbers in percent of bullpen innings, in defense, in overall ERA. And one thing about those championship teams that I am fascinated by, Mark, is they had a lot of starting pitchers pitch a lot of games.
Yes.
Like in 2010, they had 6 starters pitch all the games. In 2012, they had 5 guys pitch all but 2 games. So I look at this year's team. They've got five guys who've made all the starts.
Right. Although that's going to change tonight.
It is going to change.
Hayden Bergsong tonight.
Right.
Yep.
So that will be starter number six. But the one thing that this team has going for it that the championship teams did, good overall ERA, very good bullpen ERA, and a run total that is slightly above average.
It's workable. And I get it. You know what I mean? Like, I like to compare the Giants sometimes to the Padres, because you're in the same division and everybody's chasing after the Dodgers. I think both teams have sort of tried to market each other the same way. These ballparks are really kind of fancy and everything. And I think Giants fans sometimes, and this is pretty rare, but they get jealous of the vibe at the Padres Stadium because it feels like they've got fancy, exciting offensive players. Tatis.
Yep.
Tatis this year is hitting .304, and he's got 12 bombs, and you've got name value. You've got Machado. You've got the constant batting champ, Luis Arraez. You've got Xander Bogaerts. You've got other up-and-coming players, Cronenworth, Jackson Merrill. You've got all these guys. You know what else you have? 24 fewer runs than the Giants. So, I don't, like, if you look back on 10, 12, and 14, those lineups, they're not fancy. They're not fancy. That's not what usually gets it done in baseball. So we've spent the better part of 5 years going, who do I want to buy a jersey for? Like, who is that person? Well, don't attach that to the big, fancy, loud athlete. I wouldn't say that. I would argue that this – that aspect has been fixed. I think that there are plenty of Giants now and where you might be jersey interested. Jung-Hoo Lee has become a complete ballpark dynamic. He's got multiple nicknames. There are chants. There are sections. There's all of that going on. But I want to nod out to Elliot Ramos and Matt Chapman and Willy Adames as guys who are going to be here for a while, and they are accomplished middle-of-the-order hitters in the major leagues. Could they use more? Sure. Of course they could. But I look at this all and I go, man, I could tell who's running this show. That looks like a Buster Posey team to me. They pitch well, they catch the ball well, they play professional baseball, and they score enough runs, and that's your ballpark. You're not going to try to be a team that scores 8 runs a night, because quite frankly, if you do that, you'll fail. You'll fail in this ballpark.
Yeah.
And if that's where you're spending your money, you're spending it in the wrong place.
Well, you do have to have a versatile squad to where you go to Arizona, you go to Colorado, you've got to be able to go out there and produce runs. Because
I'm going to play this every time you talk.
I like it. Yeah. You only get 81 of these at home. So yeah. Right now, you're 14th in home runs. You've hit more home runs than San Diego. And you just named off all those boppers.
Think of that.
They've got 41 home runs. You've got 50. Now, this is not too deep a dive. I mean, you look at the column and you sort it by home runs and you figure it out.
Don't sell yourself short.
I'm trying not to, but the big number here is, and bring it up, we're still on a roll. The Giants are averaging 4.65 runs a game, which is 10th in baseball. So if you're a top 10 scoring offense, then you can get by. Their OPS is not great. They're 18th, and you're 14th in home runs. But the key thing that has to sustain for this Giants team is the bullpen. The number one in ERA.
Of course.
But the key, Mark, is they're 22nd in percentage of innings pitched by the bullpen. And that's where you need that number to be low, and you need the effectiveness to be high.
Listen, this is baseball, whether people like to hear it or not. You want the mic drop? Watch this.
You have another hour here on the show, so
So, number one, this is team stats. This is also not a deep dive. This is a shallow dive, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Who do you think leads the majors in batting average? Teams.
Batting average?
Yeah.
Probably the Dodgers.
Okay, Dodgers are number one. Who do you think leads the bigs in home runs?
Got to be the Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers.
Yep.
Runs batted in. Who do you think it is?
Well, it's probably the Dodgers.
It's not. It's the Cubs, but the Dodgers are second.
Okay.
Okay, what about hits? Just hits. Just action. Who do you think leads?
Well, I'm going to stay with the Dodgers.
It's the Dodgers! Yep. But guess what their bullpen ERA is?
Oh, boy. I didn't look earlier. It's probably in the fours.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. They're 17.
Yeah, 4.
4.03. So how are the Giants only a game back? They're fancy, and they get all the hits, all the homers, all the runs, all the attention, all the money, all the deferrals, all the jerseys, all the Shoheis, all of it. You're a game up, and that's Buster Posey. That's how he was trained. That's what he watched. And his style has won way more World Series than their style in the last 15 years.
Well, and what you see when you start to do a deeper dive in the Dodgers is on the year, 217 innings from their starters, 207 from their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So your starters are generally better than your relievers, and their relief pitchers have pitched almost half of their innings, and their ERA is 17. The Giants have pitched the 22nd most innings by percentage, and they're number one. So you save your bullpen, and when they do pitch, they're really, really good.
Yep.
Or if you're the Dodgers, we need the pen, and they're not good.
And a bunch of people are hurt.
And that's why you have a one-game lead.
Yeah. I think...
You got a towel? You've
got to be... you've got to be thrilled. You got to be thrilled.
Will the thrilled.
Right? With where the Giants sit right now. And because I think that the question people want to ask is this sustainable? And I think at least to a certain degree it is. There are questions. Those three guys I mentioned have to stay healthy. Don't know if they will. But if they do, I think it's a wild card team. And I also think they're only on like a certain spot on the staircase that they're currently climbing, right?
I'm just a little curious about the longevity of the starting pitching.
Well, but it's gonna transition. It's gonna evolve. It's starting tonight. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We got a lot of different places we want to go in the 5 o'clock hour. But for fun, 888-957-9570. I'd love to throw this out to Giants fans. Because let's be real, the Warriors have been in the playoffs, and this opportunity has not really existed a whole lot in the last handful of weeks on 95.7 The Game. So what is your Giants take? And it can be anything, but if you've been saving that for Steph Curry to get hurt or whatever,
man,
what is it? Anything. Let's throw that out to you, and we would love to take your calls right now. 888-957-9570. What's your Giants take? Any direction you want to go. This is Willard and Dibbs.
And Dan Dibley here to talk about the life-changing Abundant Life weight loss summer sale. It's happening all month long through May 31st, which means you only have 11 more days to get this done. You can do it virtually or in person, and it's easy and accessible no matter where you are. These are the lowest prices of the year, and there might not be another sale this great. So don't miss out. Get ahead of your summer goals, get started, and lose that weight. The program works very quickly. I dropped 25 pounds in the first 6 or 7 weeks. It didn't require any working out or special foods or risky procedures. It's safe, it's sustainable, and this is your chance to get both an affordable program and one that works as well. It's only during the month of May. Just call now and get a free consultation. Tell them that you heard about it from Dibs. The number is 925-854-5140. Tell them you heard about it from Dibs. You can go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. Again, that's 925-854-5140.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Bye.